Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, yeah, so I filled out the shipping information and it keeps telling me error and address. And I can't find it. That's my that is the address, 2601 St. Pablo Avenue, Oakley, California. I don't know what's the problem.
And you saying you're not able to make that purchase?
Well, yeah, everything does that, but it says error in shipping information. I mean, the address. I mean, that's everything else is done. I wanted to give them the purchase already done. All they wanted was shipping and handling, and I did that. And if I don't pick it up, I pick it up from FedEx if necessary. But
okay,
information is coming back with a red thing on top of it says error in shipping information.
Yes, sir.
That's incorrect.
If you will, please, sir, provide me with your zip code.
Yeah, 94612. That's it.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
First name is Curtis, last name is Joyner, J-O-I-N-E-R.
Okay, sir. So it looks like here the charge did not go through. I'm not sure what's wrong with it.
You're feeling about the charge. It says the shipping information. Nothing about the charge. Nothing wrong with my card. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yes, sir.
The card is mine.
I mean, you could try calling your bank. They may be declining the card for some reason. But if you don't happen to count,
okay, well, why would you kind of go pick it up then? When I go say you're shipping it to me, I just go down and pick it up.
Well, you wouldn't have to pick it up. They'll deliver it to your door. It would get shipped through.
No, you don't have to. It says got to be a problem. Let's go pick it up then. If it's mine, I just go pick it up and gotta ship it.
Well, you're just. I'm not sure. Well, if you could place that order online. Then
I have to put it order line. It's already done. Like with something's already, it's already done. It's not an order to place. It's already been done. I already picked up one order. I already won that.
Okay, sir. So I'm not seeing your account.
T-Mobile gave me this. I've been a customer to him for like 7-8 years now. So
okay, sir. Did you read their terms and have you placed the order yet?
I just figured it out, man.
Do it. You heard it. Did you read their terms and conditions before placing the order?
Well, actually, this time, normally I do, but I didn't. But what's the problem, though? It says, can I pick it up?
I'm not finding an account.
My account?
Yes, sir.
I've been with T-Mobile for years, man.
Oh, no. So I'm not with T-Mobile. I'm just a third-party call center.
Where did the order come from, then?
Let me see.
What's the first and second part? If you're third, what's the first and second?
What's the what charge?
What first and second part. If you're third party, what's the second? The first and second party.
Well, probably the buyer and the seller
You understand? It's one of the scams to get a couple of dollars. Is that all you're trying to do?
I'm not sure, sir. That's why I had asked if you read their terms and conditions before placing that order. But it's not looking like that order went through, so because I'm not seeing it.
Okay, well, they're trying to work. All right, thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, man.
Thank you.